Elise Stefanik and Tedricom will be back at it tomorrow night with their second and final debate before the election. It's live on WPTZ in Plattsburgh at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. But before that, let's sort through what happened at the first debate yesterday in Watertown. Our candidates for Congress duking it out on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day is provided by Champlain College Online, helping New Englanders advance their careers with certificates in business, cybersecurity, IT, and healthcare. Champlain.edu/New England.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, October 20th. First up, parts of the North Country are seeing troubling spikes of COVID-19 cases. Clinton County is reporting 35 active cases. 18 of those are associated with an outbreak at SUNY Plattsburgh. 16 are at Clinton Correctional Facility, the prison in Dannemora. County Public Health Director John Canoza called the spike definitely concerning in a press release, and one of the largest the county has seen during the pandemic. St. Lawrence County also reported 13 new cases since Friday. With coronavirus cases surging again across the country, almost all of the United States is now on New York's travel advisory list. Arizona and Maryland were added back on today. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a phone briefing, 43 states are now on the list because their COVID-19 rates are high.
This is really a bizarre outcome. New York had the highest infection rate. It just shows you how different the situation is now, right?
People arriving into New York from those 43 states, including New Yorkers, have to self-quarantine for 14 days. Neighboring states, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, are not on the list, however, even though they're also seeing increasing COVID-19 cases. Cuomo said it would have been impractical to put them on the list.
There are too many interconnections. There are too many people who live in one place and work in the other. It would have a disastrous effect on the economy.
Cuomo said he'll work with the governors of those states on a plan to keep the coronavirus from getting out of hand. New York's statewide rate of positive tests was 1.3% yesterday, among the lowest in the nation, and that includes red zone hotspots in New York City and Orange County. However, the North Country's rate was also 1.3%, among the highest regions in the state and much higher than the rate all summer, which was sometimes as low as 0%. The first debate for New York's 21st congressional district was held yesterday, and tensions were visible between Republican Representative Elise Stefanik and her Democratic challenger Tedra Cobb. Both candidates outlined their differences on issues ranging from health care to the military during their first of two televised debates. Julia Ritchie brings us this recap.
Even before their debate on Monday, the two campaigns were already feuding. Democrat Tedra Cobb publicly declared she had tested negative for COVID-19 last Thursday and challenged Stefanik to take one as well. Stefanik, meanwhile, blasted Cobb for not agreeing to a third debate in Albany. The sparks did not subside once the two candidates arrived at the studios of WWNY-TV on a rainy day in downtown Watertown, where they debated for about an hour. The coronavirus and the federal government's response was a large focus at the top of the debate. When both candidates were asked for their opinion of President Trump's job performance, Cobb did not hold back.
The president lied to the American people. He knew how dangerous this virus was, and he didn't tell the truth. With public health, we need to trust the American people to do the right thing.
Stefanik, who was running for her fourth term in Congress, defended the president's actions.
Take a look back at where we were in February. President Trump made the right but tough decision to ban flights from China.
But quickly, Stefanik pivoted to criticizing Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Now, when it comes to the state decisions on COVID-19, I've been very critical of the governor. My opponent is a former political appointee of Governor Cuomo, and she was silent when Governor Cuomo tried to seize our ventilators and shift them towards downstate.
Cobb later clarified she was not a political appointee of Cuomo's and said both the state and federal government should be held accountable for any failures during the response. Healthcare also took center stage in one of their feistiest exchanges. It started after Stefanik accused Cobb of backtracking in her support for Medicare for All.
What I don't support is moving towards a Medicare for All direction. My opponent ran for 2 years. It was on her own campaign website. She's running from that. That would be a cancellation of every private insurance millions of people across the country.
Cobb responded she was now in support of a more modest proposal known as the public option that would allow people to opt into a government-run program like Medicare or keep their own insurance. Then she pointed to Stefanik's own record of votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Let's be clear. Elise Stefanik voted five times.
For better health care.
Five times
for
to
better
repeal.
Health care.
So
I know you support Medicare
times.
For all.
Five
with
times
a replacement
to repeal the Affordable
for better health care. There you are
no,
running from your record on
no,
Medicare
no,
for all.
No, no, that is Elise Stefanik's record. She voted to take away your health care. Let's be
and
clear.
And it kept going like that throughout the hour as Cobb also took aim at Stefanik's record on military affairs with Fort Drum located nearby. She criticized Stefanik's response to intelligence reports over the summer that alleged Russia offered the Taliban money to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
And Elise Stefanik has not said anything. She has not gone to bat for our troops who are over in Afghanistan. She's not held this president accountable. When the president has called our fallen soldiers suckers and losers, she says nothing.
Tedra Cobb is parroting Nancy Pelosi, the far left, and the New York Times. And when it comes to the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the Director of National Intelligence, all of our intelligence community has said that there is no substantiated evidence of Russian bounties.
Cobb avoided a question on whether she would support Democrats adding seats to the Supreme Court if Republicans confirm President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. But Stefanik said she opposes the maneuver known as court packing. It wasn't all disagreement. Both said they were opposed to a national mandate to wear masks and agreed with President Trump's decision to draw down troop levels in Iraq and Afghanistan. Stefanik and Cobb will have one more go at it later this week. Their second and final debate will take place in Plattsburgh on Wednesday. Julia Ritchie, North Country Public Radio.
If you want to listen to the whole unedited debate, we have you covered. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll re-air the WWNY-TV debate. You can listen on the radio or online at ncpr.org/listen. And if you appreciate this kind of political coverage during this eye-popping election season, sticking to the facts, the truth, not the hype, please make a donation to help pay for that trustworthy journalism. Even $25 from everyone listening right now would basically do it. It's our fall fundraiser, and we're stronger and more factual together. Go to ncpr.org/give to make a donation right now. It'll only take a moment. Thanks so much. We really do appreciate it. Music today by Abstracker. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.